Hello, Cincinnati.
Welcome to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show here at the bottom of your dial. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're sporting the Chris and Rob Generation Activewear.
Activewear. Let's try that again.
Down on the killing floor.
Hello, Cincinnati. Welcome to another fine program. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're sporting the Chris and Rob Generation Activewear.
When you're wearing that, you'll look
spine.
You're supposed to say hot.
I was going to say spiffy, but
spiffy's
so I said like spine.
Hot.
You'll look spine.
Well, I got some bad news,
Maybe
Rob.
We can make that the new hip word.
What,
instead
fine?
Of deaf or fat or cool, you'll say, yo, Chris, your gear is spine.
Spine? I got some bad news. We're going to go to a call in just a minute, but first I got some bad news.
Terrible news.
Over the past weeks, we haven't done this talk show. We do this weekly in case you just tuned in every Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, depending on how you want to look at it.
Since our last program a week ago, there's been a horrible death in the media.
A terrible death. It's shaken society. It's an apparent suicide.
Yeah, I think the party involved killed themselves. Of their own will. I'll never understand. Killed themselves. I'll never understand the motivations that make people actually kill themselves, because I thought human beings were born with the innate instinct to survive.
What makes one of God's creatures want to take his or her own life?
Well, let's play a little death music here real quick.
It's just, I don't understand it. And it happened out on the...
Rob, will you please fill us in on the tragedy?
Well, it happened out on the West Coast, of course. And if you haven't heard already, I don't know where you've been. But let me just tell you something. If you haven't heard, if you don't know what we're talking about, go ahead and sit down. This is going to rock your world. It's going to shake you. Octavia is dead.
Octavia
is dead.
Wasn't Octavia the emperor of Rome?
Octavia, a giant octopus at the Los Angeles Cabrillo Marine Aquarium, has killed himself.
Wait, let me see if I get this straight, Rob. An octopus killed himself.
A giant octopus, Octavia. You know what he did?
Can I ask you a question?
He pulled the plug.
If you got more than one octopus, is it octopi?
It sure is.
And if you take an octopus and you put him inside of a crust, maybe with a little filling, is that an octopi too?
An octopi pie.
That's if you use more than one octopus in your pie.
It's an octopi pie.
Sounds delicious.
Well, actually, this octopus.
With a big scoop of Miracle Whip on top?
This octopus and some low-fat cream cheese. Some low-fat sour cream. But this.
Let's get on with the tragedy.
This tragedy occurred out in Los Angeles. This Octavia would make one fine pie by himself. He was 58 pounds. He had 12-foot-long arms. And he was in a 600-gallon tank. It was about 6 feet wide and 4 feet high. And Octavia pulled the drain pipe out of the tank.
Really?
And the drain pipe was even glued down.
Did you ever hear about the monkeys that will jump onto electrical wires after another monkey jumped onto an electrical wire and kill himself?
It's because monkeys are dumb.
Monkeys do that too.
But you know, some animal rights activists say that they shouldn't have had Octavia in captivity to begin with. And this is what Lisa Lang, spokesperson for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. I know, they're real objective, those terrorists, PETA. We warned the aquarium that this would happen, .. that the stress would be too much for her.
..
Yeah, that's ..
You want to go to a call, Rob?
The stress got to Octavia. You know, human beings never suffered from stress about 20 years ago.
Shout out to Jim.
Jim, woo! Way to get the soda. Stress is a relatively new term, and as it applies to human beings.
The Egyptians had stress, didn't they?
They never called it stress. No one freaked out because of stress. I suffer from stress. There's too much stress in my life. I can't handle all the stress.
They had stress in them hieroglyphics.
But now animals. Now an octopus suffers from stress. Maybe we need Dr. Joyce Brothers in there telling that octopus, you're a good octopus. Be all the best octopus you can be. What do you want, Aaron?
Aaron, are y'all shook up about this? Aaron,
yeah,
the horrible suicide on the West Coast.
Welcome to our program tonight, Aaron.
Welcome to my world, Aaron.
What's up?
What can we do for you, man?
I was just wondering how you guys got this all started on this radio station.
Well,
that's a long, sordid tale.
1957, that's when radio was still king, you know. I mean, television saturation was only at about 40% then.
And I'll tell you, back then we had the best sound effect crew in town. Better than the big one.
We did. We did stuff like make-believe ballroom. We did a soap opera. We also would have big bands come and play. Les Brown and his band Renown would stop by all the time. The Dorsey Brothers. Duke Ellington, who am I thinking of? Who's that guy that used to come by all the time in his band? Not Duke Ellington.
Spike Lee.
No, not Spike Lee.
Spike Jones.
No, yeah, Spike Jones was coming. He was, God, Spike Jones.
What was that on?
And that was in Dallas, and then we did that show till about 72. We got a better offer in
Denver.
We
used to be able to do shows that sounded like we were underwater because we had the technical ability to do so.
We could pretend like Octavia pulled the plug. And then we went to Denver in 72, and we started out in a little station in Denver.
We were there until about the era of the Orange Crush. After
well,
that, Orange Crush
well,
went down.
We did that. We did the little station for about 3 years. We moved up to the, it was actually the number 4 station in Denver when we got there. We took it to the top, and then,
that skiing accident, Rob?
Oh, man, that hurt.
That was smart, wasn't it?
I didn't think that a ski pole would fit in that orifice.
I'll tell you something, though. You look darn good in a sweater. You really do, Rob. You look so good in a tight sweater.
But then we made, you know, then we did that for a while. Then politics, Chris said something, I said something on the air. The mayor didn't like it. I don't know. We had Hunter Thompson come on the show once. He said a lot of stuff he shouldn't have said. Next thing you know, bada bing, bada boom, we're here in the Blue Chip City, rocking and rolling in the middle of the night.
Any other questions, Aaron?
How much money would you like to give?
How much money would I like
to
give?
Yeah, we're having a pledge drive right now. WAIF is a public-owned and operated radio station, a lot like PBS Channel 48, you know, they can't bring you Mr. Rogers and National Geographic on location without your support.
We're a community station, and we need support from the community.
Yeah, what can you give us, Aaron?
What's the minimum?
Well, here's the deal. Who cares about the minimum?
Minimum's
we're talking about
nothing.
You want to know what the minimum is? Are we still doing the pie thing?
No.
Forget it. I had this big spiel, but forget it.
Well, we do have a pie thing coming up.
Okay.
We'll get to that later.
$25 coffee mug, $30 t-shirt. $35 umbrella.
We could probably slide you a slice of pizza if you're real nice to us.
Yeah, if you're cool to us.
We're going to have to pull some strings because we're not supposed to this week.
And if you can tell us in 50 words or less how the death of Octavia has affected you personally,
then you get 2 pieces of pizza.
50 words or less?
Yeah.
Yeah, grammar counts and so does spelling.
Grammar counts and
hey,
so
does... Hey, Aaron, will you do something?
What's that?
Take some time with it. Sit down at your desk, write a poem.
Write
call us back in 20
write a
minutes.
Poem about Octavia, the suicidal octopus, and then call us back, and if it's pretty cool, we'll see if we can slide some pizza your way.
We'll take care of you, baby.
All right.
Later. We had no idea what he wanted. I mean, we had no idea what he...
He wanted to know our roots. What was that?
This chair broke.
You broke that chair?
I broke another chair. I go through these things like popcorn around here. Just boom, back, get another one. Boom, bring in another one.
It's time to start the slim fast diet.
Is it a hint?
Yeah.
I got to call Tommy Lasorda. Oh, my God.
All right, let's pretend like we're starting all over again.
But the thing is, Chris, when I'm depressed, I eat. And when I'm feeling good, I eat. I just love to eat. That was a Tommy Lasorda's thing in there. Well, okay, we're going to pretend like it's, the show is supposed to start at 2, but we'll pretend like it's 2:04 and the Search and Destroy Hell Ride guys just split.
Hi, everyone, I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Hello, Brian, you're on the air with Chris.
And Rob.
Hey.
Word. So what's going on?
Nothing much. I was really sad about Octavia.
Are you pretty bummed out about that?
Yeah.
Rob, next time we say hello, you're on the air, and the guy says, let's just wait and see how long it takes him to say something else, okay? We'll do that next call.
All right, so how's the death of Octavia affected you?
Oh, I just can't listen to Slayer no more.
Been kind of lethargic in class and having trouble concentrating and stuff?
Yeah, and I keep on biting my fingernails.
Oh, don't do that, man.
It's hard. I was sitting in my bathtub listening to the radio when Octavia died.
Were you?
Yeah, I heard it.
You gotta be careful
sitting
in your bathtub, because if the radio falls into the tub, it's over, baby.
You know, I think this, he brings up a good point. The baby boomers all know where they were when JFK got killed.
Right.
And our generation and the baby boomers pretty much know where we were when John Lennon got killed and when the space shuttle Challenger blew up. And now, I think, to the John Lennon assassination, to the space shuttle blowing up, we will all remember where we were when we heard the news that Octavia committed suicide, when she pulled the plug on herself.
I love that damn octopus. I really did.
She was an octopus among octopuses.
There had to be some good reason.
I know. I mean, I'd like to see the note. Why won't they release the note? I don't really... Hey, I tell you something.
I heard it had some scandalous information.
Okay, here's what I want to know about Octavia's suicide. Number one, why are they letting the park police handle it? Do park police usually handle suicide investigations? Number two, why were the files removed from the aquarium's office right after Octavia killed herself?
I heard the ink was kind of blurry in the whitewater.
I think they might have set it up just to make it look like
right.
Octavia killed himself.
I think Octavia knew something that Octavia
the
should not have known.
Were after. That was the teamsters.
Yeah.
Okay, Brian. Hey, thanks a lot.
All right.
Later.
Stay in jail.
Later. 749-1444 is the phone number here with the Chris and Rob Elite
Night
right. Talk Show.
So we got this thing going on, right? You pledge some money and you can support your local radio station, including me and Rob, and you can get some stuff, like a coffee mug or a T-shirt or an umbrella.
A sticker, a magnet, a collector's button.
Oh, man, the list goes on and on and on. 749-1444 is the phone number. The lovely Jim will answer your phone call, and he'll give you all the details on the pledge.
Let's get a little more specific. 749-1444 is the on-air phone number. If you would just like to make a pledge, feel free to call
961-8900. That's if you're too chicken shit to go in the air with
that's
me.
And Rob.
Yeah.
Ron, what's going on, Ron?
The octopus in Nirvana.
The octopus in Nevada. No, the octopus
Nirvana.
The octopus in Nirvana. You think they were cosmically linked somehow? Do you think the octopus heard about Nirvana
Oh, sure. Wouldn't you think so?
I think so. I think maybe, you know, the octopus really dug.
Got bummed out because there ain't no good music to listen to anymore or something like that, you know?
So the octopus, you know, in honor or...
In honor of Kurt, you know, just
pulled the plug.
Hung it up.
Yeah. It's pretty pathetic. It's a sad situation.
Same week.
Yeah. Coincidence? I think not.
Why not?
It's not a coincidence at all.
Okay.
There's foul play about. Now, I don't want to be one of those conspiracy theorists, and I certainly don't want to start any rumors, but coincidence? Octavia Cobain, same week. Coincidence? We think not.
You think he had an affair?
Hard Talon? Could be. I'm trying to think of with who.
I tell you what. No, I was going to say something really nasty. I don't say Octavia. You know, actually, Octavia's a woman. Mm-hmm. And she lived by herself. But I thought, well, maybe she just got really lonely. But she had 8 hands to keep herself occupied.
Octopied.
Yeah, I mean, she had, she had 8 hands to work herself, so.
Hey, Ron.
Yeah?
What part of town you calling from?
West side.
The west side. How are things on the west side tonight?
The best side.
Warm.
Hey, you ever get hungry about lunchtime?
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you, the best place on the west side of town to go for lunch is Cincinnati West.
Right down the street.
Yeah, have you ever been to Cincinnati West?
Sure.
They're located at 1673 Westwood.
Mm-hmm. Right there on the corner of Salem.
Yeah, they have sandwiches.
They
soup.
Actually have salads and soups and beverages.
Sure.
And desserts.
Varieties of cheesecakes and fresh fruit.
Right.
You know, they'll deliver, too.
That's Cincinnati West.
251 West.
Well, it's good talking to you.
Hey, Ron, I got more questions for you. We ain't done with you yet.
Where were you when Octavia supposedly pulled the plug on herself?
Listen to a Nirvana song.
Was anyone with you?
Can you
prove it? Did anyone see you then?
Actually, I was thinking about visiting SeaWorld.
Have you been getting some thunderstorms over on the west side tonight?
A little bit. I just got off work.
Really? Because you know where I'm from in Norwood? We didn't have any thunderstorms at all. Not a one.
That's because even lightning's afraid to enter Norwood.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Ron, I got one more question and then I'll let you go.
Sure.
6-1.
6-1.
Is it a mirage or is it the real thing?
Mirage.
I don't know. They beat two contenders. They beat the Phillies. The Phillies are a tough team. I'm going to say team because everybody else on the radio says club. It's not a club, because anybody can go join a club. The Eagles, the Elk, the Moose are a club. The Phillies are not a club.
Right.
I can't just go be a Philly.
They let you in whether you got facial hair, whether you're black or Jewish or whatnot.
And you spit a lot.
They still don't let women in that club, though.
No, they don't. But there's
something to work on.
There's a team out in Denver or Colorado that's all women.
Isn't then Phil Negro the coach?
Yeah, one of the Negro guys, yeah.
All right, Ron, we'll let you go, but we want you to do some pledging.
Okay,
thanks. Okay,
pledging.
Take him off the air. He's going to pledge.
Is he?
Yeah. All right,
cool.
Since we're talking about suicides.
I already asked.
Oh, yeah? Well, Octavia.
I'd like to bring up the memory of one of the most difficult suicides I ever had to swallow, and that was the suicide of Freddie Prinze.
Man.
Was difficult for me to deal with, especially since his show was canceled after that.
No, it wasn't. Remember, it went on for a while. They hired just some 12-year-old kid to take his place.
They did?
Well, and it was, instead of Chico and the Old Man, was like Jose and the Man. 749-1444, Chris and Rob, get in on it while the getting's good. Plus, pledge. Pledge now. Pledge a whole lot of money.
Chico, don't be discouraged. The man, he ain't so hard to understand. And Chico and the Man. Don't get in trouble with the man.
No, we were supposed to start our... We would talk over... It's Chris and Robley and I Talk Show.
We'll try this again.
Just give it a few beats.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together, let's listen.
We gotta let it get farther into it.
Yeah, we gotta do this right.
This will be spine, don't worry about it.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we're hopping on the Steinbergs bandwagon with all 4 feet.
Steinbergs has a huge selection of radios, TVs, washing
Just
machines.
Say it, Chris. Steinbergs has it all.
Rob, you bought a toaster oven there the other day, didn't you?
Sure did. I wouldn't go anywhere else.
Well, how was it?
The service was friendly and courteous, helpful, and you know something, Chris?
What's that?
My JTM pork chop bits have never tasted better.
So forget all those other so-called celebrity sound-alikes. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together,
we shop at Steinbergs.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
What up?
I was just listening to your program, and I realized you're soliciting poems about Octavia.
Yeah, go ahead, John. Sound off in a loud, clear voice and put the...
Wait, I'm giving
him instructions while you cue up music.
I'm going to give him some
music. Oh, great. Music with it.
Yeah, you got to scream, though. I mean, you got to really belt it out. I mean, let this come from the very depths and bowels of your soul.
I'm not putting my bowels on the air. Thank you. But my soul will go.
All right, I mean, sound off like you got a pair. You know what I'm saying? I don't need
Speak
to say
up.
It twice. Speak up is what we're saying.
Can you say that again, please? here's a
poem. Hold on a second. The producer, Chris, isn't ready.
Okay, you ready for some music?
All right, you got to sound off because we're going to have music.
Oh, terrific.
This is just like when they would get, Johnny Bench to read Casey at the Bat down there at the music hall.
In the late 50s.
Oh, great.
All right, are you ready? Are you ready?
Am I ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm fine.
I'm ready.
Count it off, Rob.
Coming down in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Here's a poem about Octavia. Octavia, Octavia, you were my only great love. Why do they call you Octopus if it's arms that you had 8 of? Thank you very much.
All right, that was great.
I really wish we had a prize,
we could probably swing him a slice of pizza if we try. All right, that was good, John.
There's no prize.
We'll get you a prize.
We'll see what we can do.
We're gonna take you off the air so you can leave a pledge with the lovely Jim. You can get a T-shirt, an umbrella, or a coffee mug. And along with that, you'll get a prize.
Yeah, leave your phone number, so if we get a prize, we'll call you and tell you what your prize is.
Okay,
we're going to try real hard to get you a prize.
Thank you very much, and call again.
My pleasure.
You know, with all our clout, we can just dig up a prize like that. It was the arms you have 8 of, or something.
All right, welcome back. By the way, the preceding message you heard was not a paid endorsement. No. We actually like that place. We do all our shopping there.
Yeah.
749-1444. That phone number once again?
749-1444.
And if you want to do a pledge off the air and pledge some money to help support your community FM, which brings you fine programs such as...
Dubarama. Bubbles in the Think Tank. Sunday Night Live.
Or National Geographic on Location.
Do they still do Sunday Night Live?
Yeah, then you can call 961-8900 and Jim...
The lovely one.
We'll take your pledge, and he'll be very courteous also.
He usually is.
Usually. I've seen him get upset, so don't push too hard. But he's usually courteous. 961-8900. But as usual, the on-air phone number is 749-1444. Now it's time for our Zhirinovsky update.
Zhirinovsky, Vladimir Zhirinovsky, our favorite dictator in waiting. Our favorite minor league class double A dictator fascist bully boy pig.
Well, Rob,
he's just waiting to make that jump to major league scumbag.
What did Vladimir do this week, Rob?
He did a lot of stuff, didn't he? He called some more people sissy, I think
so.
Yeah, he got. And
did you hear about when he was throwing rocks and stones at a group of Jews off of his hotel room patio?
Oh man,
tell us about it, Rob.
Yeah, he tossed not only insults, but he also threw some stones Monday. It was a group of Jewish demonstrators were protesting his visit to Strasbourg, France. Zhirinovsky reportedly said that Italy's Aviano Airport, home of NATO airplanes, should be bombed.
Pretty hardcore guy.
What an ass. When are we going to take this guy out?
That's this week's Zhirinovsky update, brought to you by the fine folks at Chris and Rob.
Hold on, and we got the CIA can kill Kennedy, the CIA can kill Vince Foster, the CIA can kill Kurt Cobain,
the CIA can kill Octavia the Octopus even. Kill Zhirinovsky?
Take out Zhirinovsky, CIA, you bungling idiots.
You're on the air.
Hello?
I heard you were dead.
That's Elvis.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's my poem.
Oh, you want some poem music?
Yeah.
Is this a poem about Octavia, the suicidal octopus?
Yeah, this is him.
I really didn't know that octopi needed water, but I guess they're fish-like animals that need water. I heard that octopi can make themselves like almost any size, like really big, or they can make themselves really small. They're mollusk, like clams and things like that, so they need water.
I heard the same thing.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I'll give you some background music.
Okay.
Octopus suicide.
Give us a countdown, Robbie.
Coming out in five. Okay, when you do these countdowns in radio, you don't say one because there's a chance that it'll get on the tape or on the air. So
you wait for the music.
So you count one yourself. Here we go. Coming down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Octavia, why did you pull the plug? You were an octopus, but now you're a slug. Was the water too hot? Did it feel like a sauna? Or did you do it because you heard a Nirvana?
That was lovely.
How come all these poems start out Octavia? That's pretty good there, Paul.
All right,
how much are you pledging?
Huh?
How much are you pledging?
What's the phone number again?
You can pledge right now if you want. We can take you off the air. And give us your phone number. If we can dig up a prize for you, we'll do it.
Listen, in honor of Octavia, I want to do the rest...
He bagged? He tanked!
In honor of Octavia, I want to do the rest of our show underwater.
You know what we didn't bring, and we're not even going to mention what we didn't bring.
Okay, we're not going to, but we should have. Okay. In honor of Octavia, we're going to do the rest of our show underwater.
Didn't like Uncle Al used to have a skit where he would go down in a submarine or something and an octopus would be down there waiting for him?
Yeah, but it wasn't Octavia.
No, do you remember that or am I like hallucinating?
Of course, I was down there. He beat me up.
Hey, kids, don't look up Captain Wendy Skirk. That's my wife. Don't touch my accordion. Uncle Al was a true humanitarian who really loved kids. And Jim sits over there stuffing his face, watching the phone light up, getting a suntan off the bright lights. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's 24 minutes until the top of the hour. If you have somewhere to be at 3 o'clock, you have 24 minutes to get there.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. You know what that means it's time for, don't you?
Weather.
Yeah, it's time to do a weather report. Here's Rob with the Chris and Rob Late Night Weather Report.
Rain, 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 and more rain, and rain throughout the afternoon, and rain throughout the evening, and all through this early morning. If you live in flood-prone areas, look out. The floodwaters could be coming your way. But currently, outside in Walnut Hills, it's 64 degrees.
You're supposed to say it's a bone chilling.
A bone chilling 64. I'm wearing shorts.
It's not bone chilling out there. It's balmy.
It's nice. But it's humid. The humidity is about 102%. And a daytime high of 72 degrees. What happened?
Thanks, Rob.
Oh, we're back underwater now.
749-1444. Yeah, I like doing this show underwater. It's kind of...
It's relaxing.
It's cooling me off.
I'm getting a warm feeling.
Uh-oh. Time to go to a song.
Now they have babies underwater. Women have babies underwater. And you're supposed to conceive underwater because then the kid will be healthier or something like that. Because
really?
Yeah, because the kid won't be conceived in the harsh, cold, unnatural environment of a rented hotel room.
Really?
The kid will be conceived.
Or the backseat of your grandma's Chevy Nova, right?
The kid will be conceived in the nice, pleasant, comforting warmth of the Holiday Inn sauna.
That's interesting.
Would you ever... You're a pretty hygienic person. You're pretty concerned about these kind of things.
More or less.
Would you ever get in the hot tub at a hotel?
No.
If you were staying at the Sheraton or something, would you get in that hot tub? Because what's the water temperature at a hot tub, Jim? You're an expert on all things that are unimportant. And what is the perfect temperature for cooking bacteria, for having an incubator for bacteria? Just about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you get my point,
they load those things up.
Jim says they load them. I think that by this point in time, that scientists are constantly finding out that what we've taken for granted, being cured or you know, bacteria being killed by penicillin or other things, is not happening anymore. So I think probably some of these little corkscrew type viruses can live in the bleach. They probably eat the bleach.
Okay,
like how the bugs eat DDT for breakfast now.
We're gonna take a break here for a minute, then we'll be right back.
I wouldn't. I never thought about it. I used to hop in hot tubs all the time, and then like I was trying to get this I was like, hey, I'm going to be over at the hot tub place tonight. You want to come? You know, I was trying to be Johnny Bravo, cool Joe.
You are Johnny Bravo.
And you know what
Joe.
She said?
What? I wouldn't get in that hot tub for $1 million.
I just wanted to see her in the bathing suit, you know. But she, like, read me the riot act and told me how gross I was, and I'll probably die.
749-1444 is the phone number here. Not only are we putting you on the air, but we're asking you for your money, too. It doesn't get any better than this.
So if you ever meet me and I have hair on my palms, you know it's because I was in a hot tub too much.
749-1444. We'll be right back. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
Join us today as we drop in on the sordid inter-office politics at the law firm of profit, greed, theft, euphemism, and lies as the board convenes to discuss the developments in the cases of their corporate clients.
Okay. Now we've heard the minutes from the last meeting. Does anyone... Yes, Mr. Cutthroat?
I didn't catch that last entry.
All right. Mr. Secretary, could you repeat that last one?
Oh, Jesus, we're really screwed now.
Yes, thank you. Now, of course that refers to our client, the Amalgamated Consumer Screwers of America. and their Mexican subsidiary, Consolidated Land Rapers Limited.
Well, what's the problem?
Well, it seems that a subsidiary of the Mexican subsidiary, it's called Radioactive Waste Pits or Us, has its land seized by armed peasants.
Yes, and now they're threatening to haul every rusty old drum of God knows what that Consolidated Land Rapers ever dumped there, and are going to dump them all over the golf courses where half of the Consolidated Land Raper executives built their condos.
Damn that Senator Waxweed. He was supposed to fix all that up with that NAFTA subclause 3721-D-21B.
Is that the one that gives Consolidated Land Rapers the right to freely pollute with no government oversight?
Yep, that's the one.
Well, no matter what that son of a bitch Waxweed got us into, we've got to get ourselves and our clients out of it, or it's gonna be all of our asses!
Will Amalgamated Consumer Screwers be held responsible for their rogue outfit in Mexico?
Will the crafty lawyers sniff out any more legal loopholes?
And just how much dope are they smuggling inside Mexican TV sets?
Find out next time when we'll hear Senator Waxweed say,
Mexican TV sets? No! Customs figured that one out in 1987. Try them kawoopy dolls your kids always win at the fair. That's pretty crafty.
Welcome to another edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
The phone number is
749-1444, combining the best in talk with the best in live radio drama.
I mean, Aaron, if you're still out there, that's the kind of stuff we were doing back in the 50s, back when George Burns was still trying to figure out what he was all about.
Back when Gracie was still alive and kicking. Back before George Burns smoked a big cigar. Back when Bing Crosby and Bob Hope were scared of Jerry Lewis. Back when Dean Martin still had a liver. That kind of stuff. Way back in the old days. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're rocking and rolling with Brian in the middle of the night. What up?
I got a pill.
Lay it on us. Wait a minute. Chris isn't ready again.
So I have to wait.
I guess you do. Hold on.
All right. That's fine.
Do. Okay, we're ready. Hold on. Are we ready?
Uh-huh.
What are you doing, man?
More volume.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready. Go. Hold on. 5, 4, 3, 2.
1. Octavia, from your mom you were bred. And now that you're dead, Kurt has no head, and his carpet is red. That's it.
That's pretty cute.
It is?
Yeah, that's kind of cute.
Did you like it?
Yeah, that's kind of cute. You got red and sad and dead and bled and Fred.
And no head.
Head, yeah, no head.
You're funny.
Welp.
You're a sick man, Brian.
Thanks for trying.
When's Bob gonna call?
Thanks for trying, Brian. Who's
like
Bob?
Bob. Bob's queen.
Oh,
you my
know. Heart. Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
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 I don't know. Isn't he there with you?
I wish. I like his book. He let me borrow Mouthful
of Bob. Yeah, it's a fine read.
Thanks for calling, Brian.
All right, goodbye.
I can't believe I went to the Cincinnati Public Library the other day in downtown.
Oh, you did?
It's banned.
Mouthful of Bob.
Mouthful
banned.
Of Bob has been banned.
Banned from the library.
It's been banned. Simon Leese came in, and you know this is what it killed me though. Simon Leese went down there, took all 5 copies.
I know one place it's not banned.
He said he needed all 5 copies for research.
I bet he did. It's not banned at the reading counter at No Anchovies Pizzeria, located in the heart of the Gaslight District of Clifton. We call that.
Ludlow,
next to the Esquire Theater.
They have that, believe it or not, UFO book. Did we give that back?
Not yet, but we're working on it.
You said we'd give it back the next day.
How
could you lie to those
it's
women?
Coming. It's coming.
How can you lie to those
It'll
women at work
tomorrow.
There?
Either way.
How could you look at those and
shut
lie
up,
to
Rob.
Them? I mean, didn't you just, like, turn to jello? I was just like,
because you have no social grace.
Oh, yeah.
No anchovies in Clifton. It's a
hold
fine
on.
Pie, and
hold
we're
going
to be having a big party there.
You lie to them.
You're
but
lying
I have
me.
No social grace.
So who's worse?
You lie, and I'd say keeping something 6 days after you said you return it would constitute theft.
Well, listen up, all right?
No anchovies. It's right there on Ludlow Street.
A proud sponsor of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is No Anchovies.
Young capitalists trying to make it in the dog-eat-dog world.
And on the first Tuesday of May, now jot this down, everyone, the first Tuesday of May, right before the talk show, that'd be about, oh, I'd say 10 o'clock or so, till about midnight or so. They'll stay open late if it's crowded.
They're going to have Buck Brewskis?
They're going to have Buck Brewskis, and they're going to have door prizes, and who knows what other sweet prizes they're going to come up with.
So you're
deals,
saying...
It's going to be a party.
You're saying the first Tuesday in May...
The first Tuesday in May.
At No Anchovies.
No Anchovies.
At 10 p.m., they're going to have a Chris and Rob pre-show party?
Yes.
Will Chris and Rob make an appearance?
Quite possibly.
There's a good chance that that will happen.
There's a heavy-duty good chance. You know why?
Why?
Because we eat for free.
And the pie's delicious.
Oh, it's the best pie in town. I'm telling you, man.
You can't use words like best.
The prices are so low, I can't say them here on the radio.
I love
but
that.
But you got to hurry and get there by Wednesday.
If I told you the prices, they would come and get me because they're so crazy, they wouldn't believe it if I told ya.
It's a crazy pizza place run by three crazy girls. And Chris and Rob are going to be down there doing some crazy things the first Tuesday
just
of May.
Just take my word for it. Walk, run, do whatever you have to do. Just get to No Anchovies before okay. Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Enough of that. Okay, we're going to do this one here in a little bit. We're going to do this one here in a little bit.
Lewis Billups, Kurt Cobain, and Octavia. They always say these things come in threes.
Do they?
Octavia, Kurt, and Lewis. Wade.
Hi,
what
Wade.
Up? Hip deep.
Hello, Wade.
Hi, Wade, what up?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Wade. Listen to the radio and not the phone.
Sorry.
Okay, Wade.
Jim will do anything to get his voice on the tapes.
That's right.
Okay, Wade, what's up? Let's get to the point here.
I'm not trying to get to any kind of point. I didn't even call you.
Wade, you've changed.
I'm sorry, he's right here. Here he is.
All right, we can talk to you if you want.
Somebody's been tipping
busy
a few bits.
He's putting his hand over his mouth and going, ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. I don't want to talk on the radio tonight.
Well, it's too late. You're already talking on the radio. Millions of people are listening. They're tuned in. They're hanging on to every word you utter. So make it good.
Sorry, I don't have anything to say.
What's your name, young lady?
My name is Louise.
Louise, what's sticking in your craw? What just makes you angry? Or conversely, what makes you happy in 1994? What gives you a warm feeling all over? What makes you glad that you're alive?
Her finger.
Her finger makes her glad. I tell you what, you know, you gotta take pleasure in the small things because that's the key to being happy, is to take some small thing and get pleasure out of it. That is what life is all about. I mean, anybody can get happiness from the big things. Cars don't bring happiness. Expensive, you know, guitars don't bring happiness, or motorbikes, or mopeds, or new dress, or, you know, tennis shoes that light up when you run. That's not what happiness is all about. Happiness is all about the small, everyday, mundane things, such as your finger, making you happy.
Sometimes it's about the big things that make you happy too, though. Case in point?
Knockers.
In Fort Wayne, Indiana, a woman has just won an agreement from the United States Tax Court.
Chesty.
Her
Chesty.
Breasts are business assets and can be depreciated for tax purposes.
Where does she dance? Does it say where she dances?
Well, her name is Cindy Hess, but she's better known as Chesty Love. And obviously her professional life is that of an exotic dancer.
Does it say where she dances? They're probably still open.
Her husband, whose name is Reginald Head, has his claim. Too.
Reggie Head.
Yeah.
Doesn't he have a band? What was the name of the band last month?
He's claimed over $2,000 in deductions in 1988 for depreciation on the surgical implants that have enlarged his wife's breasts.
Actually, I think you'd have to. I don't see how they could throw that out. They would have to keep that.
Judge Joan Seitz Pate. But it was a lady judge, ruled that the implants increased the Hess's income and therefore could be depreciated. Could be depreciated. Go figure that out.
I mean, I think it's a good ruling. There's no doubt it's a good ruling.
Uh-huh.
Who makes the big bucks? The big boobs.
Right on.
And if you can go from making a few bucks with the way she was before, now they're rolling into cash, it's definitely a tax deduction.
Now listen, if you just tuned in, this is the Chris
and Rob
late night talk show, and the phone number here is
749-1444.
It's also Pledge Week. We're taking your pledges. $25.
What was her name? Chesty Moore?
Yeah, Chesty Love.
Chesty.
$25 will get you a WAIF coffee
Didn't
mug.
We have the name of
$30 will get you a WAIF t-shirt.
Over over
$35 will get you a WAIF umbrella. $50 will get you a mug
yeah,
and an umbrella.
It.
Or a mug and a shirt. Or a shirt and an umbrella.
Conclave.
Whatever the heck you want.
Isn't Reggie Head in Xenophobic Conclave?
Hey, you're talking too loud, right?
That biting me.
I'm doing some business over here.
You sick bastard.
749-1444. If you want to just make a pledge and not go on the air, the number is 961-8900. Enough of that.
Have you heard the news? Reggie Head got Xenophobic Conclave back together.
Really?
Yeah.
Xenophobic Conclave?
Xenophobic Conclave. They got Reggie Head back, the original drummer. It's
My
cool.
Favorite, man. You hear that new album of theirs, man?
What was the new album?
It's called We're Not Paranoid, it's just that everyone's out to get us.
749-1444 is your phone number here. Evan, Chris, and Ralph. Late Night Talk Show. You want to jump in on this? It is Pledge Week. We'll be more than happy to take your pledge. And we'll talk about anything. We'll talk about dead octopi. We'll talk about Zhirinovsky. We'll talk about, you know, some people say we're closer now to nuclear war than we ever were, than ever have been since the old Cuban Missile Crisis.
Wow.
That's pretty scary. No one's scared, though. We're bombing in Bosnia. The people in Rwanda are going crazy and killing themselves, and the Reds are 6-1. All topics we can discuss very authoritatively, very insightfully, and very knowledgeably here at Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where we pride ourselves on being able to do all things for all people.
This next song goes out. It's not really a song. This next piece goes out to...
Peace. Cool.
Peace?
You said peace.
Peace. This next piece goes out to a piece.
Ha, 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 ha,
what time
ha,
is it?
Ha, ha, ha.
What? 5 till what?
It's 10 till.
10 till what?
10 till your own business.
Yo mama.
Now let's really twist our tongues. Fox socks, box knocks. Knocks in box, fox in socks. Knocks on fox in socks in box. Socks on knocks and knocks in box. Fox in socks on box on knocks. Chicks with bricks come, chicks with blocks come. Chicks with bricks and blocks and clocks come.
Look sir, Mr. Knox sir. Let's do tricks with bricks and blocks sir. Let's do tricks with chicks and clocks sir. First I'll make a quick trick brick stack. Then I'll make a quick trick block stack. You can make a quick trick chick stack. You can make a quick trick clock stack. And here's a new trick, Mr. Knox. Socks on chicks and chicks on fox. Fox on clocks. Knocks on bricks and blocks, bricks and blocks on knocks on box. Now we come to ticks and tocks, sir. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, sir. Clocks on fox tick, clocks on knocks tock. Sick, sick, bricks tick, sick, sick, chicks tock.
Please, sir, I don't like this trick, sir. My tongue isn't quick or slick, sir. I get all those ticks and clocks, sir, mixed up with the chicks and tocks, sir. I can't do it, Mr. Fox, sir.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Knox, sir. Here's an easy game to play. Here's an easy thing to say. New socks, two socks. Whose socks? Sue's socks. Who sews whose socks? Who sews Sue's socks? Who sees who sew whose new socks, sir? You see Sue sew Sue's new socks, sir.
That's not easy, Mr. Fox, sir.
Who comes? Crow comes. Slow Joe Crow comes. Who sews Crow's clothes? Sue sews Crow's clothes. Slow Joe Crow sews whose clothes? Sue's clothes. Sue sews socks of fox in socks now. Slow Joe Crow sews Knox in box now. Sue sews rose on Slow Joe Crow's clothes. Fox sews hose on Slow Joe Crow's nose. Hose goes. Rose grows. Nose hose goes some. Crow's rose grows some.
Mr. Fox, I hate this game, sir. This game makes my tongue quite lame, sir.
Mr. Knox, sir, what a shame. Sir, we'll find something new to do now. Here is lots of new blue goo now. New goo, blue goo, gooey, gooey, blue goo. New goo, gluey, gluey, gooey goo for chewy chewing. That's what that goo goose is doing. Do you choose to chew goo too, sir? If, sir, you, sir, choose to chew, sir, with the goo goose, chew, sir, do, sir.
Mr. Fox, sir, I won't do it. I can't say it. I won't chew it.
Very well, sir. Step this way. We'll find another game to play. Bim comes. Ben comes. Bim brings Ben broom. Ben brings Bim broom. Ben bends Bim's broom. Bim bends Ben's broom, Bim's bends, Ben's bends, Ben's bent broom breaks, Bim's bent broom breaks, Ben's band, Bim's band, big bends, pig bends, Bim and Ben lead bands with brooms, Ben's band bangs and Bim's band booms.
Pig band, boom band, big band, broom band, my poor mouth can't say that, no sir, my poor mouth is much too slow, sir.
Well then, bring your mouth this way, I'll find it something it can say. Luke Luck likes lakes, Luke's duck likes lakes, Luke Luck licks lakes, Luke's duck licks lakes, duck takes licks and lakes, Luke Luck likes, Luke Luck licks takes and lakes, duck likes.
I can't blab such blibber blubber. My tongue isn't made of rubber.
Mr. Knox, now come now, come now. You don't have to be so dumb now. Try to say this, Mr. Knox, please. Through three cheese trees, three free fleas flew. While these fleas flew, freezy breeze blew. Freezy breeze made these three trees freeze. Freezy trees made these trees cheese freeze. That's what made these three free fleas sneeze.
Stop it, stop it. That's enough, sir. I can't say such silly
silly stuff, sir.
Very well then, Mr. Knox, sir. Let's have a little talk about Tweedle-Beetles. What do you know about Tweedle-Beetles? Well, when Tweedle-Beetles fight, it's called a Tweedle-Beetle battle. And when they battle in a puddle, it's a Tweedle-Beetle puddle battle. And when Tweedle-Beetles battle with paddles in a puddle, they call it a Tweedle-Beetle puddle paddle battle. And when beetles battle beetles in a puddle paddle battle, and the beetle battle puddle is a puddle in a bottle, they call this a Tweedle-Beetle bottle puddle paddle battle muddle. And they'll fight these battles in a bottle with their paddles, and the bottles on a poodle, and the poodle's eating noodles. They call this a muddle puddle tweedle poodle beetle noodle bottle paddle battle.
Now wait a minute, Mr. Sox Fox.
Hey, don't put me in that bottle.
But I did. And when a fox is in the bottle with the Tweedle Beetles battle with their paddles in a puddle on a noodle eating poodle, this is what they call a Tweedle Beetle noodle poodle bottle paddle muddle doodle fuddle wuddle fox in socks, sir. Fox in socks. Our game is done, sir. Thank you for a lot of fun, sir.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah?
Say, one smart fellow, he felt smart.
One smart fellow, he felt smart.
Say this. Two smart fellows, they both felt smart. One smart fellow, he felt smart.
He fought, oh, sorry.
Boy, you're a screw-up. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Two smart fellows, they both felt smart. Say that as fast as you can.
I can't say that as fast
come
as
on,
you can.
Come on.
I'm drinking.
You ain't no weenie. Come on. I know you
drinking.
Can do it. One smart fellow, he felt smart. Say that.
One smart fellow, he felt smart.
All right, now say this. Two smart fellows, they both felt smart. One smart fellow, he felt smart.
Two smart fellows, they both felt smart. One smart fellow, he smarts a lot. I don't know.
Three smart fellows, they all felt smart. Two smart fellows, they both felt smart.
No,
one smart
I refuse.
Fellow, he felt smart.
Stop.
Come on. Well, hang up on him. All right, the phone number here is 749-1444. That's 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I am shocked at the abuse you heaped on that poor caller.
Why couldn't he say that back to me?
Why would he want that?
You could say it. Say it. One smart fella, he felt smart.
It. Aha! It. I said it. Ah, wah, 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 wah,
wah. Oh. Oh. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I don't want none of your little games. What are you hanging up on me for?
Two smart fellows, they smell farts. Two fart. Oh.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air. What do you want?
No, I'm just calling up to say hi.
Hi.
This abuse.
Hi.
Hey, did you guys hear that Kurt Cobain guy died?
No, we heard Octavia the octopus died, though.
Yeah, he blew his head off. Hey, get this.
No, Octavia pulled the plug, dude.
Without him, there'd be no grunge
rock. Used red ink on the letter.
Who did?
Kurt.
So what's that mean?
Means he meant it.
Okay.
Big deal.
Red ink.
We're not here talking about Kurt.
We're talking about Octavia?
Yeah.
Who's Octavia?
You haven't been listening, have you, Kevy?
No, we just got here.
Octavia is the octopus out of the aquarium. Octavia was a giant octopus, 58-pound sea creature, 12-foot arms. It was in a 600-gallon tank, and it pulled its plug, and it came in the next morning. There was water all over the floor and a dead octopus in the tank.
It offed himself?
The octopus offed himself.
Where was this at?
Los Angeles at the...